Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
It happened so very quickly. My wife and I had spent 16 hours on the overnight train from Donetsk, Ukraine to Kiev. For days, the temperatures had hovered about 10 to 25 below zero centigrade. Everything was covered with frost and ice and snow. We disembarked from the train and began to follow a friend through the crowd when trouble came unexpectedly. My wife, Darlene, was leading the way as I brought up the rear, pulling two rather heavy suitcases. In far less time than it takes to tell it, her feet flew out from under her, and suddenly she was lying face down on icy ground, stunned as crimson blood began to flow and almost instantly froze on the snow and ice. This we had not expected. An accident was not written into the script, at least not in a country where we couldn't really speak the language and we were far from the medical help. As I knelt in the snow trying to help her, wondering what to do, out of the corner of my eye, I noticed a hand had grasped the handle of my suitcase and the stranger was picking it up. Immediately, I thought, my wife's not only in trouble, but a thief is taking advantage of the misfortune to steal our suitcase as well. I yelled, "Nyet, nyet." That's Russian for no, no. The tone of my voice conveyed what I lacked in communication skills, so he dropped it and he turned away as others stared at him in unbelief. Time has passed since the accident that day, yet the memory will always be fresh in our minds. Whoever expects the unexpected of life? The phone call in the middle of the night? The pink slip in your pay envelope, which means you've been fired? Or the sudden squeal of tires followed by the deafening thud of an automobile hitting another? Where is God when trouble knocks at the door? Most of us never quite understand that God sends the sunshine on the just as well as the unjust, that snow and ice cover the path of the righteous as well as the sinner, that God never promised perfect health for his children this side of eternity while the sinner is faced with disaster. If you have never read that powerful passage in Isaiah 43, take your Bible and make a great discovery. God said, "When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior." In each phrase, there is a word that you should underline and never forget, because someday it will come to comfort you. It is the word when. God never says if, only when. Herb and Elsie Purnell knew this truth, and they have learned this through more suffering and tears than most people in a lifetime. While they were serving as missionaries, their lovely daughter was brutally molested and murdered. The home they moved into just 12 days before was destroyed by fire. One lesson Elsie shared with friends is that items like pottery, which had been through a fire once, went safely through another fire. So is it with people. When you have been through the fire and by the grace of God have survived, what is there that can threaten or destroy you? Thank God for the reality of his presence when you face the fire, the ice, or the storm. Regardless of how you feel, whether it is anger or frustration or abandonment, he is there. Remember, Jesus said, "Never will I leave you, never will I forsake you." And that means we can trust him.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. Visit givetoguidelines.org and become a partner in sharing hope and encouragement in Christ with others around the world. That's givetoguidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for Guidelines for Living.